Come hang at the dock of the bay. I said, no way, I'd rather kick it with Graham and Jay. See, now you're lost in the plot. We're not, we're just true black diamond hearts. You put us on the cover to cover back to back, to sell on the shine of the silver funk pop march.
I'm not from the ghetto, but my mother is, and she's an uptown girl.
The go bots, hotels, new towns, digging a whole box. Taxi, take me to the jam of the year. Get there, everybody stop and stare at the disco ball. Won't miss my call to rock. Fist full of darts and a new boom box. Banging, slanging, acapellas to sell us. Don't be jealous, what if what we say is embellished? Yup, it's an uptown world. Electric slide to the side of your mind. Him to her, to me, it's all the same. No man's land is how I'm playing the game. I think I lost my mind to a backseat drive with a cat by the moonlight side. Uptown, make a move uptown. Uptown, make a move uptown.
I'm not from the ghetto, but my mama is, and she's an uptown girl.
But Yo.
Hello.
That was a little metric.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
It seemed like it abruptly stopped there.
I don't know what.
You know what's amazing? But forget about that. You know what I mean? Mistakes. We could dwell on the past for the rest of our lives, but we don't have to do it.
Nope.
Because we're fresh. We're fresh kids with nice shoes on.
I actually have really nice shoes on right now. I'm not even going to lie about it.
That was Satellite Mine by Metric. And if you were in Vancouver and you were at the media club last night, then you were one of a handful of people who had the pleasure of seeing half of Metric do an acoustic show. Emily Haynes on the piano, Jimmy Shaw with an acoustic guitar in his hand, like a gentleman.
How talented are they?
They wooed the audience.
Like, it was actually, like, kind of blew my mind.
It wasn't even misdirected woo. It was straight at you.
Yeah.
Like, they loaded up their woo gun.
And wooed all over us.
Yeah.
I was so wooed. I was, like, singing.
It was weird, because with all that woo, and the weird thing is that while that woo was happening, I was drinking Tang. So it was really, like, woo Tang.
I hate you.
And the funny thing is while I was doing an interview with them, how's this for a segue, Kevin sent me a text and said, tell Metric, Kevin says this, because I interviewed Metric, we'll run someone on the show sooner or later. Kevin said this, if Broken Social Scene are the Wu-Tang Clan of indie rock, then M. Haynes is surely Ghostface Killa based on her street poetry.
Wow.
How's that for a compliment?
That is a compliment. That's so funny, because he texted me during that too, and we're just like going, I was just like, couldn't say enough good things about her.
Yeah.
Because she kind of blew me off when that we did that Sebastian Granger show.
Yeah.
And then, but then I would kiss her feet. I love her so much.
Yeah. She blows my mind. And I really appreciate when she's up on stage and she's scissor kicking and soldier marching. I wrote a blog about it at hotmess.org. And she's scissor kicking and soldier marching in her short shorts. Because, I mean, let's face it.
Body of a goddess?
Easy on the eyes.
Yeah. Easy on the eyes is an understatement, definitely.
So I'm a fan, and we had good times last night. Would you agree, Blanchon?
I would definitely agree. I was really stoked. I was like, almost this guy like was trying to tempt me with like money up front for my ticket, and I was like, nope.
The last temptation of Blanchon. The same thing happened to a guy on Mount Sinai. It's in the Bible. Read about it. Can I vent for a minute here?
Yeah, what are you going to... Please vent about the traffic, because that's why it took me so long to get here.
No, there's worse things going on in the world than traffic, my friend.
Enlighten me, Jay
Brown. My fine feathered friend. Hey, planet Earth, you finally did it. You finally pissed off the chickens so much that they're taking it back. They're taking it back. And you're the first to go down, Mexico. There's some kind of new bird flu.
A new bird flu?
It's like bird flu slash pig flu slash... It's the worst of the worst.
They basically what? You know who I think's doing it, though? I don't think it's the birds and the pigs.
No, the pig...
It's PETA or PETA.
I don't know who... Oh, now we're getting into conspiracy... Really? It's the top of the show. We're getting back into the conspiracy theory. Here's what's the fact. They basically have shut down every school in Mexico City.
Shut up.
Apparently. And... Yeah, people are dying. I think there's something like 44 recorded deaths. They're worried that it's going to be a massive outbreak. They're worried about it seeping into the States. If it hasn't already, I think it probably has. Canadians, don't go to Mexico right now. That's the bottom line.
Because don't do it.
Crazy, crazy Birdman pig flu is going to drop you.
Birdman pig flu?
Yeah.
I think that might actually be its official name.
Birdman Pig Flu?
Yeah, and that's also coincidentally going to be MIA's comeback album.
Birdman Pig Flu. I don't even know. You can't even, like... Cold and flu effects wrong. Is not going to help you.
No, we should start. We should stay ahead of the curve. Birdman Pig Flu effects. We should make that. Birdman Pig Flu effects. And then we should get Don Cherry to be the spokesperson for it again. Like, cold effects.
But don't you think that... That's actually a good idea. But don't you think that... You know, like, man, I like going to the beach in Mexico.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what I mean?
And I love a good 75-cent taco.
Yeah, like
as much as the next blonde lady would love a 75-cent taco.
Like, why is the popular vacation spots of the world, why are they getting Birdman Pig Flu? You know what I mean?
I know.
Why not remote places of the planet that maybe I don't want to frequent as often with my surfboard.
How about maybe like that, not to call out any, maybe how about all of the provinces and states that don't have squiggly lines around the outside?
Oh, you hate the states and provinces maybe without like, squiggly lines. Without,
maybe like all the like linear like parallelogram states, maybe they can get bird and provinces, maybe they can get Birdman Pig Flu.
Yeah, you just don't like...
Because I just don't really feel like visiting there, but it's nothing against the people there.
No, you just have... I think you have a real problem with squares and trapezoids and rectangles and the like.
I probably do. I think it might be an actual phobia.
Like, you have a problem with certain shapes.
I do.
How do you feel about circles?
I like a circle. I mean, it just depends on what context it is. I like a good circle jerk. It's not much as an ex-girl.
Whoa!
I'm just kidding. I went there. It's early in the show, and like I just figured we should go there, get inappropriate right away. You're wearing your neon lumberjack shirt, so I was like, can't believe you haven't thrown out something vile and vulgar yet.
It's Electro Lumberjack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
I haven't seen that for a minute.
Yeah, well, I like to chop down trees with my cherry axe and then rock the woods. I like to rock the woods as Electro Lumberjack.
I need to post a picture. As soon as Ed gets here with his fancy iPhone, we'll definitely post a picture of Jay Brown's Electro Lumber shirt.
What else do you want to talk about? Oh, hey, you know, we do this show more often than not from the beautiful University of British Columbia campus in beautiful British Columbia. And apparently tonight...
Oh, yeah, the Killers are
playing. The Killers are going to rock Town Square.
Isn't it called Thunderbird Stadium?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just transported mentally to the 19th century.
They are going to be playing in Old Town Square near the lynching tree.
Ye Old Town Square. And then afterwards, I think one of our buddies, GP.
GP? Ah, yeah.
Graham Pence.
Yeah.
He's throwing the official Killers after party. But I'm not going to tell you where it is.
You have to be cool and know us.
This is like that movie with Michael Cera where they're all like trying to find out that band Where's Fluffy?
What?
Didn't you see that movie, Nick and Nora's Extremely Fantastic Playlist for Lovers?
No, I haven't.
Oh, really? Well, they're all trying to find this band called Where's Fluffy? And there's hints and clues left all over New York City. And this girl keeps eating this gum that she drops in toilets and puts underneath a desk, and like her grandpa eats it, and then it's like a running joke throughout the thing. She keeps eating the gum.
I
got a hankering for some Bubblicious. Oh, hey, Ed.
Hey, what's going on?
So awesome. We've got friends. I was here alone at the beginning of the show. You guys were late, and I was going to bust in by doing this. No, because this is how I was going to bust in to start the show. I was going to do this. All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself.
Very lovely.
That's nice.
I wish you had.
You have a beautiful singing voice. Another friend of ours has a beautiful singing voice. His name's Curtis Santiago, and he just sent me his new track to play. I posted it up on the blog, hotmess.org. You can also find out about Snoop Dogg becoming immortalized in wax and other funny things on the blog. But right now I'm just going to play. This is a mashup. It's a Human featuring Mickey Fax.
It's Feekering.
I don't know. But it's a new Curtis Santiago track. Check it.
Hello, human. I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes. From the crescent, was I born in the light? Out of sound, out of sight, out of breath, out of life, out of space, out of flight. Am I black, am I white? Mr. Wrong, Mr. Right, am I fire or ice? Say it once, say it twice, if I'm human, what's life?
Hello, Handsome Anderson.
Hello.
What's up, you crazy bugger?
How are you? We miss you.
Handsome, how's it going?
Handsome Anderson in Hollywood.
That's right.
You're not
you're
not actually in Hollywood right now, are you?
Oh, I thought we were going to keep it a secret.
Oh.
We don't have an intro for Handsome in Calgary.
Calgary? What do you mean in Calgary?
Handsome Anderson in Calgary.
I'm too much handsome for this town.
Oh, wow. So your head's not only big because of your hair.
At the same time, I think this place would self-destruct.
If who and you were there at the same time?
Yeah, that's actually
true. You and me were there at the same time.
Who's you and me?
Jay, obviously.
Oh. Well, it is my hometown, and I know all of the local drinking haunts quite well.
What's your favorite, Jay Brown?
I don't know. I've actually been kicked out of every single bar in Calgary.
Have you been kicked out of every single bar in Vancouver as well?
Probably.
I'm going to say yes.
Matt, what were you asking?
Oh, I was just asking where I should go drink tonight, besides from Cowboys.
Yeah, you probably want to stay.
Where the girls all get implants when they get a job there.
Yeah.
That's rumor has it. I don't know. There's a lot of good places on 17th Avenue. And if the Flames are the Flames playing tonight? Who knows? If they are and they win 17th Avenue
tomorrow.
Oh, are they?
On my 6-year anniversary of marriage.
What?
Congratulations.
Spending it in Calgary. Isn't that romantic?
That's amazing, actually.
I know.
Congratulations, man.
Jewel puts up with you for 6 years.
Where can we go that's like super romantic and tropical and amazing and just magical?
Calgary.
Amazing.
Where else would you go? I mean, come on now. You live in Canada, after
all. Exactly.
So, Maddie, what you got for us?
Listen up.
I'm listening. Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is it breaking?
No.
No, you're fine.
No, you're totally fine.
Okay. So, I was writing a blog. I was feeling kind of inspired. I was writing a blog, and I wanted to play some music from Raising Sands, which is the album of Alison Krauss and Robert Plant, because I think it's amazing. But, you know, we tried to play remixes, so I was, like, looking online and trying to find, like, someone who had done a dope remix of, you know, one of the tracks on the album, and I couldn't find any, except for this one, like, I guess, version of one of the songs that was done by Tom Waits.
Yeah.
I have Tom Waits' page up right now. Do you want me to play something?
Well, okay, well, yeah, let's start with maybe playing a little bit of Tom Waits here for a second.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, this is a national message. NASA worldwide.
No. Let's go with one of the fast forwards.
Okay.
This is not Tom Waits.
That was not Tom Waits.
That was featuring Tom Waits.
Tom Waits?
No.
Barack Obama.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, MySpace.
Someday the silver moon and I will go to dreamland.
What are you doing to us?
I will close.
Listen, man. Tom Waits is an institution.
Okay, you can stop the music. That's my point. What the F is the deal with Tom Waits?
Oh,
I hear
no.
Everybody talking about this guy, and they're like, oh, man, and he's got this crazy cult following, and I don't get it. Okay. He sounds like my drunken father-in-law at the bottom of a gutter on, like, a really good Saturday night.
Yeah, but that's cool. What's wrong with that?
But, dude, Tom, it's not even like, it's like grumbling noises. You can't even, it's not even coherent.
Matt,
I just don't understand how people are fans of his music, and I want someone to explain it to me.
You need to watch yourself now, Matt.
There's out there who can call in and explain to me what the F is going on.
Do you realize?
He has 131,000 friends on MySpace, right?
Jay has a look in his eye right now. I don't think he should cry out.
No, Matt, listen, are you prepared for the mutiny that's about to happen? You're calling out Tom Waits on university radio.
It's like the number
you know
one
what I mean?
Guy.
It's like it's
Look,
like Tom Waits
I have
is like
a huge beef, and I like drinking more than the next guy. But I just don't understand what people enjoy about listening to that because I can't. It's like I mean I don't know. Leonard Cohen. At least you can understand what he's saying.
Right. He's an institution. He's actually a really talented songwriter. And people go out of their way and smoke 47 packs of cigarettes a day and drink whiskey from the time they're knee-high to their mother's teat in order to get their voices to sound like Tom Waits.
Oh, it's true. I just get colds. I just make out with the dirtiest looking person I can find and get a cold and then record an awesome track.
Or scream really loud.
Or go to like some wicked concerts and then just like scream my face off. And then I've got this like sexy raspy voice. And, yeah.
Anyways.
And then here's the kicker. Didn't Scarlett Johansson do a complete album of Tom Waits covers? Like that was her first musical foray?
Yeah. I think you are correct.
Blew my mind as well, and apparently it got totally shat on. But
you know what? I liked it.
I just don't understand, and I want to understand.
Well, that's the best explanation I can give you.
Here's the thing.
Right now,
I think is that it's either you understand or you don't understand, and there's no in between. I'm a non-understander, but I get where Jay's coming from.
All right. Well, I would like anyone out there who's listening to either call in and give an explanation, or maybe write us an email. And someone break it down for me because I'm confused.
The show at hotmess.org or 604-822-CITR.
That question again is, what's the deal with Tom Waits? By Matt Anderson.
That's it.
What's up with that?
Okay, what else, Maddie?
Oh, you know, man, just living the dream. I wrote a little blog the other day about how I saw Ice Cube at the airport. That was kind of cool.
You saw Ice Cube at the airport?
Yeah, man, he was just hanging out at the baggage claim with, like, a huge black dude with him.
Did he?
And, you know, people started seeing him. And the thing is like, he's producing and acting in, like, you know, family movies now, right? Like, are we there yet?
Yeah.
Filmed in Vancouver. Fantastic film.
Yeah.
Love every minute of it. Don't close your eyes because you might miss something.
Really?
Airport,
really?
He looked like a straight gangster with attitude.
Of course he's... So,
you don't want him to be approached.
Like, NWA, man.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, but that was like 20 years ago.
No, that doesn't...
I mean, you can't do a kid's movie and have kids and be in a kid's movie and then still be like straight out of Compton.
You can, and you do. Listen, I'm going to quote a line from the movie Ocean's 11, and this is the best way to explain it. It's like this. Guys like him, they quit or they get sloppy, but they don't change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, so what? I'm in Snow Dogs 8 with with Eugene Levy's grandson and, like...
Guess what?
A midget,
you aren't
but...
running around with machine guns in your pants anymore since you're in Snow Dogs 8, and you can't rap about that anymore because I'm not going to buy it.
He battled a giant snake single-handedly in Anaconda. And was all like,
Jennifer
straight
Lopez.
Out of the jungle, a crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. You know what I mean? Like in that movie, he was battling giant snakes in the jungle, single-handedly destroying them.
Are we really promoting Anaconda on our show right now? I love it.
Wow, I haven't seen that movie, but mainly because I knew I didn't need to.
Everybody go out and watch Anaconda and Are We There Yet? Right now.
Do it.
While listening to NWA.
I think they're probably like, you know how when you get like 10 DVDs for 99 cents? It's probably like if you choose those ones, you get them for 2 cents.
Oh my goodness. That's definitely it. Okay, I want to play a track.
Please do.
Like, as much as I love promoting bad movies. I was going to play this new Amanda Blank track that I'm like really, really digging. Triple Exchange out of New York produced it, and it's she's just a little cover that she did. So I'm just going to rock that. And
Matt, we'll talk to you soon.
We have a DJ in the studio that we'll be introducing.
Yeah, man.
After
hey, you guys,
yeah,
go ahead, Maddie. Just do it.
Sorry, I didn't. I'm sorry, Sam. Finish your sentence.
No, it's fine.
It's
your
turn now.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, keep it real.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad that you interrupted me to say that.
All right, Matt, enjoy yourself.
Have a good time.
Maddie,
eat a steak the size of your face and take that beautiful wife out for a lovely dinner and give her a hug for me.
Listen, I just want to say I'm super excited about the new bloggers on our website. I think they're awesome, and I can't wait to come home and do a show with you guys.
Yay.
On, I think, like May 8th. I'm going to be back in Vancouver. It's going to be dope.
Great.
Okay, we
right
love
on,
you,
dude. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy
bye.
Calgary.
See you guys soon.
Yeah, we have a couple new bloggers posting stuff on our website, and they're writing really funny blogs.
Hilarious stuff.
Ambrosia
Ray. She's an amazing local writer, freelance writer, who is contributing to Hot Mess now. And then my bandmate from Risky Business, Kay, who you might remember from such segments as Fireplaces and This Is What Ruffles My Feathers.
Yeah.
As well, fantastic. Cindy Busby,
yeah.
Who was a guest on our show.
Ah,
yeah.
Awesome.
She's going to add some stuff, delicious treats for your eyeballs. Read it. check it out, hotmess.org. And before Sam was so rudely interrupted by Hans Manderson, she was going to introduce our guest DJ.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm going to do after I do this Amanda Blank track, because I really want to play it. It's going to come up, and then we'll be talking to Mount Blood, an amazing local DJ from Vancouver. Check it out. Amanda Blank might like you better.
Might like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept together.
I might like you better, baby.
Let's get together,
baby.
We wanna hold you, get to know you, show you what I got in my sweater,
baby.
Comb the red hair, the
bitch in charge.
And if we settle on it, but I make it see stars get large, get hard, go far, go far. Wanna
touch you, watch you, fuck it, see my money on my
pie. I might like you
better, baby.
Let's get
together, baby.
We wanna hold you, get to know you, show you what I got in my sweater,
baby.
Comb the red hair, the
bitch in charge.
And if we settle on it, but I make it see stars. Get large, get hard, go far, go far. Wanna
touch you, watch you, fucking see my money and my
ride, no lie, just
get inside me.
Like you better if
you just ride me, come.
Let me try me, watch me finish. I'd like you better if you
get up in it.
Might look like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept together. I've been waiting on it, don't take too long. Don't waste my time, just take me home. I got something for you, believe it's sweet. Let's go, I moan like a cat in heat. Go, 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 get low and blow. Gonna give you something to grab and hold. Wanna know how you grow, I get you. Go cheap, chick, damn trick, get off real slow. Cause yeah, baby, I got what you need. Don't fuck with them chicks, just fuck with me. When we're done, we can quit it, we don't need to go together. Just let me hit it once and let me hit it once and
let me hit it.
I look like you better if we slept together.
Hot mess in the house. Sorry, Sam.
It's good, right?
I like yelling our name.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
You have voice emulsion disorder.
Emulsion.
What is that? Is that what it was?
Voice emulsion disorder.
Emodulation.
When I went to broadcasting
what
school.
What is emulsion?
When I went to broadcasting
school. It's like
mulching
your voice.
When I went to broadcasting school, I always got in trouble for that, actually.
Just yelling?
Because I would never keep a consistent volume. Bad Ed.
It's all right.
Yo, we have a guest DJ.
We do. Steven, you want to come say hi?
Mount Blood.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Got to get in there close.
Bang of the mic.
How's it going, dude?
Pretty well. How are you guys?
Mount Blood.
For sure.
Good name.
Thank you.
It conjures up so many different images.
Right? That's
like,
what I was going for when I created it. I was like, no one's going to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can. So yeah. Say fuck.
You can on this show. Yeah, like I hear it and I think of a giant red mountain covered in dead bodies.
Like when you hear that, you think of like, you know, death metal or something weird, right? But it's actually where the electronic, you know, disco kind of banger-ish stuff.
Didn't you just describe the album cover of And You Know Us by the Trail of the Dead?
I think you did.
Possibly.
Great album.
One of my favorite bands.
For sure.
But that's neither here nor there. Well, that is kind of interesting that, because you're a DJ.
Yes.
But you love the rock and roll too.
I like a lot of different stuff. Actually, growing up, I was more into punk and metal, and then a few years back, I just kind of transitioned over to heavier banger type electro stuff, and now I'm getting into like a little more disco stuff.
Do you find that that's happening like a lot? Like, I mean, I notice it a lot in the blog world, like just like these kids that started off in like hardcore
punk totally
scene.
Changed to like,
and then that's what's yeah. changed electro music, and that's what's given it this injection is that like all these kids that were just like thrashing in school gyms like playing crazy punk are now like producing crazy electro, and it still has that same energy and like
Yeah, the frenetic energy of punk rock and real punk. I'm not talking about Green Day listeners, okay? I'm not talking about pop rock, real punk.
Yeah.
From the trenches.
The Misfits.
The Misfits.
Yes.
Black Flag.
Yes. Yeah,
real deal. The real deal punk, not the hey, I have a mohawk just for the sake of having a mohawk
kids punk. Jovies. They're like a cross between a punk and an emo kid.
Jovi. Yeah.
Jovies.
Well,
bringing that word back.
Bring it back.
We had a Jovi Hall in my high school, and it was like kids that were just like listen to Green Day and like never shower.
Green.
Ed. What was that, Ed?
Never mind.
Ed, your Tourette's is acting up today. Did you leave your meds on the sink?
Oh my goodness.
Holy heck.
So where can we check you out?
Mountblood.com.
Mountblood.com. And is that MOUNT or is it MT?
MOUNT.
Okay, sweet. That's awesome. And you've got a bunch of original tracks. It's you and someone else, right?
Yeah,
you...
Toby Shook. He's a photographer, but we internship together and we kind of combined shit when we came up here.
And so you're working in a studio right now? What's
The farm.
The farm.
Industry, yeah.
So learning sound and audio engineering?
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Just getting it in every angle. Do you find it hard doing the engineering and then being creative? Because I find it really hard if I'm like being...
That's how I have Toby. Toby's the brains of the operation, and I'm just kind of like hang out and come up with creative ideas, and I'm more of a writer type than a producer type. He's really structured and do your best well.
That's awesome. Okay, well, definitely check out, we'll post up some tracks on hotmess.org, but go to www.mountblood.com to get the full deal. And you'll be at, if you're in Vancouver, you'll be at Section 3 tomorrow night.
Yes.
Very cool.
And anywhere else again? Sunday night you'll be?
Sunday night at Shine, we're doing an after party with Block Party.
Wicked, amazing.
Do we have to say it like,
Shine?
Only if you're the kid from the Zoom Zoom commercials.
Do you not remember the time, like 2 weeks ago? Shine.
Oh, Ed.
Whatever.
You lost me.
So, and you are, and Mountain Blood's going to be also mixing out the last half of our show, so you want to stay tuned for that. Thank you very much, dude.
Definitely. We have some other stuff that we were like going nuts about.
Yeah. I'm a huge South Park fan, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I buy the season passes on iTunes and I sit there and I watch like episode after episode on my computer and I laugh and I laugh.
But the best part is that they like South Park apparently now is like changing people's lives. We posted a blog about it a couple weeks ago.
Kanye
has finally.
Yeah.
Admitted that his ego's out of control, and he only admitted it after he watched himself on South Park.
Yeah.
So, like, thank you, South Park. But you know what? At the same time, fuck you, South Park, because that's the only reason I ever watch award shows. What is that crazy bugger going to say now?
Yeah, but someone else will be coming up through the trenches. He'll take his place.
Now it's going to have to be me.
You can't stop crazy. You can't stop crazy.
That's awesome.
But
I really want to play that the gay fish.
Yeah.
Because it's actually brilliant.
If you don't know, in one of the recent episodes of South Park, Cartman and I think it was Jimmy.
I love Cartman. Cartman and I are going to get married one day. Is that possible?
It's another very strange comment coming from Ed.
Yeah.
That's the trifecta of strange comments right there.
Awesome. Just, anyways.
I need my
parents. Well, they decided... And I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
Jimmy and Cartman decided that they came.
Yeah,
the funniest joke of all time, and here it is.
All right, here. No, I'm playing the part where Kanye West sings the gay fish part and like actually jumps into the water.
Oh, okay.
Because that's actually the best.
Great
thing
setup,
ever.
Guys. Great setup. Yeah. Way to communicate.
Anyways, they came up with a funny joke, which you should just tell.
Okay. So here's the funny joke. Do you, Ed? I'll ask you the joke.
Okay.
Are you ready? Let's do this thing.
Okay.
Do you like fish sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like putting fish sticks in your mouth?
Yeah.
What are you, a gay fish? Funniest joke in the world, apparently. Thank you, South Park. And as you're listening and laughing in your cars, get prepared for another little something-something that Blantron's going to play for you.
Come on. I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why haters joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me. And now I got my wish.
cause I know that I'm a gay fish.
Gay fish.
Gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish.
Gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Coming on a gay fish.
It's alright, girl. Making love to other gay fish.
Gay fish.
All those lonely nights at the grocery store. In the frozen fish aisle, feeling like a whore. Cause I wasn't being true, even though everyone said that I had to make a switch.
Gay fish.
Now I know that I'm a gay fish.
Gay fish.
Gay fish, yo.
Motherfucking gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish.
Gay fish. Now I'm where I belong, girl. Making love to other gay fish.
I used to be scared, denying who I was. Straight, but then going out to the gay fish clubs, dancing with the marlins, making out with all the snappers. I take a salmon home and work that caudal fin for hours. But now I'm out and I'm free to love what I want, be it yellowfin or bass or them trout in Vermont. I slap that marlin ass, make that group of butt shake. I'll come to your house and have an orgy in your motherfucking fish tank. Fish tank.
Motherfucking gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish.
Gay fish. Now I'm where I belong, girl. Making love to other gay fish,
gay fish.
I really get around, I'm the slut of the sea. When I say I've got crabs, I mean it literally. I was eating dinner and just had to go down on that mackerel on the dish. Cause I'm the gayest of the gay fish,
gay fish,
gay fish.
Motherfucking gay fish,
gay fish. I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish,
gay fish. Now I'm where I belong, girl. But I got to settle down, I can't be a whore. I ain't gonna just leave with any fish no more. I found me a lover, a brother who's a cross-dressing pike named Trish. And together we are gay fish,
gay fish.
Gay fish, yo.
Motherfucking gay fish,
gay fish. I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish,
gay fish. Now where I belong, girl. Making love to other gay fish,
gay fish.
Oh my God, that is actually like probably the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
Is what that was right there.
So good. Jay Brown's actually has tears coming out of his eyes.
Yeah.
Poor yeah. Streaming down his face.
Oh,
he can't wait to get home and cuddle the cuttlefish.
Tito, pass me a tissue. Jermaine, stop teasing.
So I have a...
You're in a band.
Yeah, I'm in a band called Risky Business, and we're just sort of like in the process of recording right now, but we finished a little mashup thing that we did over a Chrome Kids track. Check out the Chrome Kids online. They have a link on our blog, www.hotmess.org, and I just made this track available for download about an hour before I came to the show, so go check it out. Bang.
Ooh, is
it
this
in
like
your
a
stereos.
Premiere kind of thing?
Kind of like a premiere kind of thing, yeah. So this is Bang Bang. This is Risky Business, my band. Check it out.
Club, I stand in the queue. Interviews ask me who I look up to. In day it's a sun, in the night it's a moon. Damn, it's smoking chronic with a yellow tooth. She try to break me down, but I'm strong bamboo. If you don't like it, I ain't doing this for you. This for you, and 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 this for you. Bang bang, we shoot you down. Bang bang, you hit the ground. Bang bang.
Oh! Ah,
you shot me down.
Yeah, I did. Did you like it?
No, it was freaking brutal.
It was awful.
That was like
so bad.
That was like I just got shot in the ear with Fantastic.
Yeah! Friggin' amazing.
That is Kay and Blontron, their new group. They're called Risky Business. You're going to be hearing a lot more.
Risky Business.
Yeah.
From Risky Business in the near future.
Check it Hot Mess.
Yeah, check it out, Hot Mess. And we just posted that track up there if you want to download it and play it. Obviously, there's like a ton of other samples. The original lyrics are Nancy Sinatra's, but a little fresh rap in there, just sort of like a menage a trois.
But just a little something to wet your ears, because the real stuff is just around the corner.
Yeah, it is. We were in the studio last night until super late. It's just banging it out. It's fun.
Right on.
Yeah. But speaking of other extremely talented people.
Yeah, check. I was like.
You sent me this video and it's like amazing. And I kind of want to play like a clip from it.
Yeah, let's do it.
What is it, Ed?
It's this kid and he's beatboxing. And I think he put the video up to enter a contest or something, but he's pretty crazy. Like, so let's just play a clip of it.
All right, I'm just going to play
what
a clip.
What can you say? Just listen.
My name is Dutch and I want to win the beatbox battle wild card.
This is so awesome.
I know, right? It's pretty crazy.
How do people do that? I've tried to be boxing. It really just sounds like a cat getting kicked.
Or like I'm spitting on your face.
Yeah. It sounds like I'm just trying to give you my cold. That's crazy. Check that out. We'll post that up on the blog as well.
Yes.
You know, you know,
right now it's on College Radio or collegehumor.com. Okay, here's a weird thing. It's not really funny. It's kind of sad. It's not sad, but it's just messed up, all right? And it's close to home. So this happened down in Yakima, Washington.
Where's that?
South of the border, like sort of near Seattle-ish.
Where they breed yaks for your ma.
So there's this 5-year-old kid, right? And he goes to this.
Is this going to be sad?
No, but it's just like totally weird. And I want your opinion on it. Okay. So there's a 5-year-old student and he goes to this Apple Valley Elementary School.
And
he,
happy.
You know, goes home on the bus with his backpack, da-da-da-da-da. Well, he gets home and, you know, his mom opens up his backpack and inside there's a clear plastic bag with a piece of poo in it. And
what?
It was wrapped up in brown paper towel and there was a note written by his teacher. And the note says, "This little turd was on the floor in my room." Yeah. Okay, so what happened was, The boy had an accident. He's 5. Had an accident. And the teacher like
wrapped it up and sent it home to mom?
In his backpack. What is up with this teacher at Apple Valley Elementary School in Yakima, Washington?
Is the teacher fired?
Who does that? I don't know. It's all under investigation. But like, how crazy is that?
That's pretty weird.
Why?
You know what else is weird?
What?
How you always somehow have news stories about private parts.
This
and
is not
caca and poo-poo jokes.
Oh, my Lord. That's
just really messed up, though.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Well, thanks.
I'm not talking about penises being whatever this
Yeah,
week.
Let's never bring that up again. No, that's messed up. I can't. I just want to see the teacher, like, pick it up and, like, write the note.
I know.
Take the time to
actually,
write
I can
note.
Post a picture of the note on our blog because it's actually on the site. It's pretty weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Yeah. I got one little other tip that I pulled today. Do you know, okay, if you're an early riser and go to bed early.
No.
you get tired all the time.
Yes.
According to a university in Belgium. But if you stay up late.
Yes.
You have way more energy.
Which is why I win at life every
exactly.
day.
Exactly. So I'm saying I'm a night owl too, so we rock.
You know what? I'm actually going to send this clip to my aunt because every time I go home to
here you
visit
go.
My family.
Mail it to her.
I'm actually going to. Thank you. LiveScience.com. I love you because here's the thing. Every time I go home, it's like, I'm a DJ, I stay up late, I go home, and my family instantly expects me to eat like 6 full meals and get up at 7 a.m. and like chop wood. Get this just in, Auntie Jean. LiveScience.com says productive people stay up late. So
yeah.
Take that. 6
meals? I chop wood at 7 a.m.
It's
don't
like
you?
They might as well put an IV of calories into my arm.
Are they trying to
home.
Fatten you up so they can eat you?
I know that I've gained weight when my family says I look healthy. That's like my gauge. I like go home and my grandma's like, you look great. You look healthy. And my granddad says, yeah, you look healthy. And I'm like, oh, God, I need to lose 10 pounds. Yeah, that's my gauge.
Thanks, fam.
Thanks, fam.
Families are great for that, eh?
They are. They really are. Like, it's awesome. It's so funny. I brought Kay, my bandmate, home to visit over Easter, and she was horrified, but then she just gave... You can't fight it. You can't fight it. There's chocolate. And you'll be, like, going to bed, and they'll be like, what is that under my pillow? It's a chocolate bar. It's just, like, can't fight it.
Just in case you wake up in the middle of the night.
And have a little sugar craving.
Really?
little egg filled with some creamy sugar.
Yeah, totally. Oh man, it's funny. Anyways, let's do
no
the
let's not
no
yeah sure why not
well I want to hear this like banging music from Mount Blood.
Yeah, you know what, we're
it's
gonna
good that
sign
you said that. I was about to say Blood Mountain, so yeah. Hey,
listen up people.
Wow.
You're
wow.
It's sunny outside, it's Friday night, you need something to turn up before you head out on the town and yeah. rock out and kick out the jams.
So turn it up, tune it in, and do something else.
Let's
so we're
going
to get it up with Mount Blood, and he's going to play you out for like the next half an hour of straight DJ awesomeness.
Tunes. And so, yeah, just after this commercial break, we'll be coming back with some sweet Mount Blood. Don't go away.
Peace out.
I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
On May 12, 2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
down. Had no idea that it was going to bring me down. Blood from my hand, it dries up like the sand. The whole of a man gets away from me. The blood from my hand, it dries up like the sand. The whole of a man. We'll be right back.
to you, New York.
Yeah. My vegetables I'm gonna chow down. My vegetables I love you most of all. My favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.